Good day, everyone. Here today we have my coach, still a regular boy. Today we have an episode that is a topic tagged on a productive youthful age. But before we drive into what we have today, I would first start with appreciating my family to bring my support, you know, appreciating my friends. They've been there for me, and also my fans. I'd like to appreciate you all. You know, I've been getting subscriptions from different countries, and I even have the last episode we dropped. I have a lot of traffic on it, like a lot of listeners there. So I'd also want to thank those doing the background work. I know I don't know many of you, but still, many of you post our links. You post adverts and media adverts. I just want to thank everybody. I want to appreciate you. And I pray may a good Lord bless you. Amen. Right into what we have today, a productive youthful age. Talking about your youthful age or the youthful era, this is actually a time of waking up, of building up oneself. This is a time where you decide, it's a time of decision. It's a time where you decide your future. It's a time where you decide how you want your life to go. This time is actually a sensitive one for everyone who would go through it. It's very sensitive. You know, if we divert a bit into the spiritual aspect, this is a time where, you know, devil wants, he wants more of our time. So every adult you see today went through this stage. Same with every successful adult. Every successful adult, you know, the likes of Bill Gates, the likes of Dangote, you know, even our so-called Nigerian artist, Davido, you know, many people say my successful, do it, he's successful. You went through this youthful age, and the way you handle things or the steps you take during this stage is very vital. Being productive as a youth is very vital, especially in the kind of world we find ourselves today, where every youth wants to become rich without going through the right source. Coming out great and big in the future starts during your youthful age. If you want to come out great and big, you've been talking about owning cars, owning houses, it starts from your youthful age, you know. Being that big man in your community, your nation, it actually starts from this age. We're talking about productivity, or being you being productive in quote, it means generative. It means it's like what we're trying to say in a simpler language is you bringing out something big and great from nothing. They hand over nothing to you, but you're bringing out something great from it. It's just like turning a raw material into a finished course. You turn a raw material into something that you know it can be consumed, a consumable goods, or something that will be very useful to our world. It could be in the technological aspect, it could be in the agricultural aspect, it could be in the educational aspect, whatsoever aspect you find yourself, just do it perfect and try being productive in that, in that stage. Being productive in human term also means create. Like when we talk about the human body, being productive means create. So you should be able to create. As a young person, you ought to be creative. Creativity is an important figure of a young man, stroke woman. Yeah. Creativity is an important figure of a young man or woman who has a vision of being productive. So creativity works with productivity. In order for you to be productive, you have to be creative. If you're not creative, you can't be productive. You get what I'm trying to say? So you try create things. Once in a while, you stay, you sit, you think through, what can I do? What can I bring up that would, you know, help my nation, that would help my community, help my peers around me, help my family? And a productive person has attributes which include strategy for dealing with offline interruption. You're never surprised by how fast time flies, because you're sure of your productive abilities. You're never surprised on how time flies, because you're very sure that with every minute, second, and hour of your time, you're being productive with that time. You get me? Try limit your communication channels. Not everybody you meet, you communicate freely with. Yeah, a productive person doesn't communicate with everybody freely. You pick your friends. If
the person you're picking will add a value to you, that relationship, then you leave the person. You prioritize your daily and weekly tasks. You avoid context switching. Try get enough sleep also. A productive person, after the whole daily thinking, you try sleep during the night, you rest your head. Productive people are great problem solvers. Yeah, I'm sure you agree with me on that. When you're productive, you solve problems. When you're a productive person, because I said a productive person is a creative person, and one who creates is also a problem solver. If you can create and you solve problems, word of Bill Gates, word of Mark Zuckerberg creating the Facebook. Now they've had communication easier. We've heard of Einstein. He created the lightning bulb, the electric bulb. And he helped us in solving the aspect of lighting. Like, you don't have to go through darkness looking for stuff. You just go put on your switch and light comes up. And so many of them, even our Nigerian, our own person, our own Nigerian brother from the northern side, Dangote, just help in making one of the best cement out of limestone. Limestone is just, it's, though it's a precious stone, is out of the stone he made a cement. Not just a cement, you know, we have fixed cement now around, but he made a cement that we Nigerians can use, and you'll be sure of your building not collapsing anytime soon. You understand where I'm driving at? So out of nothing, you bring up something big. A productive person comes up with innovative solutions and accomplish work more effectively. Lastly, we all know Christ the ultimate. If you have Jesus Christ in your life, you notice these ideas and innovations comes easily, freely, and you become a problem solver to your family, your community, your friends, and even Nigeria as a whole. So you being a problem solver requires you being creative so you can produce. But in order for you to be a creative person, you need Christ in your life so he can give you those ideas. And you know, in all of my life, in everything I do, I don't put Christ aside, because I said he's the ultimate. I just thought, especially the youths listening to this right now, our generation needs us. Let us all put heads and ideas together to make the world, our country, Nigeria, a better one. Productivity is vital, I repeat, as a young person. And every young person should work towards being productive. Every young person should work towards being productive. And adding to that, we know the kind of world we find ourselves today. Don't allow anybody weigh you down. You might be doing that little thing and you see that something that will come out big, but still put more effort into it. Putting your time into it. One thing you all should know is that people will talk. People will try to discourage you. I'm very sure, as I said, when Einstein was trying to make the bulb, he tried 99 times. I'm very sure many of his friends must have told him, "Guy, won't you just give up on this thing? Hey, dude, won't you give up on this thing? You've tried 99 times and it's not working out. So just give up on it and there's no need disturbing yourself again about it." But still yet, he wasn't reluctant. Then he tried the 100th time and it came out well. So that last time might be the time of your favor. That last time might be the time of your greatness. The last time might be the time when the light will come up. So don't just give up. Don't mind what people say. Don't mind the discouragement. Surely it must come. That's one thing you should know, it must come, but don't be discouraged. So I would urge us all, please listen to this episode of our podcast, share it, even if you feel like you don't need it. But as a youth, you need it. If you feel like you don't need it, share it to others. There's someone out there, someone somewhere who needs to hear this, who needs to, you know, pick one or two words from what I've said. I might say 100 statements here, and all might not be for you. You might pick two you need. You share to your neighbor, because he also or she also might need to hear this statement or these words. So you can share this to make sure your contacts listen to this. It might not be for you, but someone needs it. May God help us. So thanks for listening to this episode on All Through Mike. Stay tuned and also to try listening to our previous episode if you haven't. Yeah, love you all. And do have a nice week. And try to say bye.